She glanced over her shoulder at Edward, lying with his eyes closed in the chair. You didn't tell me you had such good friends in Forks. I cringed and then moaned. What hurts? She demanded anxiously, turning back to me. Edward's eyes flashed to my face. It's fine, I assured them. I just have to remember not to move. He lapsed back into his phony slumber. I took advantage of my mother's momentary distraction to keep the subject from returning to my less than candid behavior. Where's Phil? I asked quickly. Florida. Oh, Bella, you'll never guess. Just when we were about to leave, the best news. Phil got signed, I guessed. Yes. How did you guess? The Suns, can you believe it? That's great, Mom, I said as enthusiastically as I could manage, though I had little idea what that meant. And you'll like Jacksonville so much, she gushed while I stared at her vacantly. I was a little bit worried when Phil started talking about Akron, what with the snow and everything, because you know how I hate the cold. But now Jacksonville, it's always sunny, and the humidity really isn't that bad. We found the cutest house, yellow with white trim, and a porch just like in an old movie, and this huge oak tree, and it's just a few minutes from the ocean, and you'll have your own bathroom. Wait, Mom! I interrupted. Edward still had his eyes closed, but he looked too tense to pass as asleep. What are you talking about? I'm not going to Florida. I live in Forks.